phenomena.
Phenomena.
IUG, flight 8. No, that was Eric out there.
No. It's a phenomena. This is WRTX 957. What's up, Jack?
Oh, nothing much. I was listening to a double nickel out there, and there was not too many people there. I don't know what's the reason, but it was not too many people. Captain Don was out there. I know that. Roger.
I guess they just need a better net controller. That's the problem, you know. What was the net about, anyhow? I got to check in there next time.
Oh, they got a good repair out there, the double nickel. They need me. That's what they need.
Well, we offered to have you be net control of the prepper net, and you declined, which I don't blame you.
Anyhow, how you doing? How's up north, by the way? Is snowing out that way where you were yesterday?
Yeah, we got a couple inches. We had just enough to go snowmobiling, but it's not a lot. We had two or three from before and two, so maybe five total, you know, just barely enough. You know, good thing it was cold out to keep the base nice and frozen, otherwise it would have went away.
Roger, yeah. So you didn't go snowmobile? I thought you went snowmobile.
Yeah, I did. I said there was just barely enough snow. I mean, if it was an inch or two less, we wouldn't have went. It was just, you know, trails were kind of beat up, but it was okay. It was typical light snow, you know, beginning of the season riding. Hopefully in February, we'll get more. Usually you get more in February.
About 2 or 3 hours ago, and in Saginaw was raining in the snow, but it never not here, though. Well, so what do you do? Go about a couple of miles and come back on that snowmobile?
Oops, I dropped my radio here. Try that again.
Did you go by like a couple of miles and come back? Is that the snowmobile does? Or you go like about 10 miles or 20 miles?
Oh, 30. From our cottage to the trailhead and down to ski park and then back. It's 15 miles. About 15 miles each way, so about 30 miles. I think that's what it was, maybe 31.
That's good. Let me ask you, you go at night, you see a deer moving around at night too?
I didn't go in the nighttime this time. I went in the day, but at night, oh yeah, we see tons of deer at night. Yep. Just not this time, though. Actually, I saw deer in the daytime, so. Oh, but they're everywhere up there.
When you snowmobiling, you see them too?
Yeah, we see coyotes and fox and a few other types of creatures. Oh, yeah, we see them. You just got to be careful. Got to run the high beams and got to be kind of careful through the trails there. Just want to run out in front of you.
Yeah, I don't know. I never heard somebody ran a deer with a snowmobile. Is that right?